Welcome back inside the KRLS radio pregame show on 92.1 KRLS. Let's give you tonight's starting lineups presented by Menninga Pest Control for the Oskaloosa Indians, who are 3-6 on the year, 0-6 in the Little Hawkeye Conference. They start William Schultz, Reese Sarver, Keaton Flaherty, Noah Van Veldhuizen, and Colton Butler. Schultz, Sarver, Flaherty, Van Veldhuizen, and Butler. Pella Christian, 6-3 on the year, 2-3 in the LHC. Start Keon Cadwell, Dan Jungling, Jack Vermeer will get the nod. We'll see if he can go more than 3 minutes tonight. Ryan Vandahar and Isaiah Gritters. Cadwell, Jungling, Vermeer, Vandahar, and Gritters. Tonight's starting lineups presented by Menninga Pest Control. Sean and his team want to kill your bugs. Call 628-3198 for Menninga Pest Control. Our game time temperature is presented by Van Haften Plumbing and Heating. When we've gone down a degree, we're at 7 degrees outside.
Oh, it's cold out there, isn't it?
It is really cold outside. But we're nice and comfortable inside of the Pella Christian High School gym. If your home isn't staying comfortable during this cold Iowa winter, call in the heating and cooling experts at Van Haften Plumbing and Heating in Pella. You'll rest easy when you pick up the phone and hear Van Haften's. All right, all the girls' games are final, so let's give you the Marion County Bank Radio scoreboard. Pella Christian, their first win of the year, 51-36 over Oskaloosa. You heard it right here on 92.1 KRLS. Indianola beat Newton tonight, 64-44. That game was live on 94.3 KNIA. Knoxville drubbed Clark 66-23 on 95.3 KNIA. And Van Meter beat Pleasantville 60-23 on the KNIA 3 stream. All of tonight's broadcasts are doubleheaders, so we'll have Game 2 boys action for you across the network tonight, and we'll be following along with those boys' scores on the Marion County Bank Radio scoreboard. All right, we're going to say that's a wrap for the KRLS Radio pregame show. The one to count on for today's local sports coverage is 92.1 KRLS. Do need to get you to the opening tip presented by Dutch Mill Supply, but that is several minutes away because we're going to transition right now to the celebration of the 1990 state championship team, which we'll have that ceremony here for you live on 92.1 KRLS. When I wasn't here, I was a 12-year-old. I was in fifth or sixth grade at Hopkins High School in Minnetonka, Minnesota. Couldn't have even told you where Iowa probably was on the map, let alone Pella, Iowa, and Pella Christian High School. So I'm going to have to lean on your experience. I know that you've been a part of this community and this school culture for a number of years. What do you remember about that team, and what's so special about what they
did?
Well,
you know, as they went through the documentary and showed some of the games, you know, and I was at every one of those games. I was the scorekeeper.
There we go.
And yeah. I was at every one of those games, those state tournament games. I was sitting right on the bench. I had hair then, too. Couldn't believe it. I didn't recognize myself sitting on the bench.
You didn't even know who you were in the documentary.
And I wore a suit. I couldn't believe that I had a suit on.
Wow.
But, I still remember the Western game. I still remember the shot that Brent made in the championship game that went over the backboard. You know, I mean, there's some things you do remember. Some of the other games, the game against Pella, the district semifinal game, I don't remember that game at all. You know, the guys all did. But, yeah,
sure.
It was meant more to them. I mean, they lived it, whereas I was just kind of a very interested, backstage player, as
sure.
it were, doing the scorebook. But they were a tremendous group of guys. The documentary brings that out really well. How they all played for each other, for the coaches, and for God. And I mean, that all comes out very well. And I think anybody that gets an opportunity to see it should absolutely see it.
All right. We've got Dan Branderhorst. He'll have our mic alongside with the crowd mic here. And we're just going to let Dan take it away. Dan Branderhorst emceeing the 1990 state championship celebration. Here's Pella Christian Athletic Director Dan Branderhorst.
At this time, I would like to make a special announcement. 30 years ago, something unique happened at our school. Coach Jerry Nickel and the Pella Christian Eagles were a perfect 25-0 as part of the school's first ever state championship. This team won the Class 2A title in 1990, which was the second largest class in the state at that time. They ran through the likes of Newton, Ottumwa, Urbandale, Southeast Polk, Fairfield, Johnston, Waukee, Pella, Cedar Rapids Regis, and Western Christian. The Eagles defeated Forest City by 26 points in the state championship game. For the first time in 30 years, this group will be back together on a basketball court. I'm going to start by introducing team member Jeff Verhoef. Jeff is a 1990 graduate who is responsible for the Soar Mighty Eagles documentary. None of this would have happened tonight if it wasn't for Jeff. Let's give him a round of applause. First, I'll introduce manager Lee Rosa. The sophomore members of the team, David Hoekstra, Chad Dieleman, Eric Pothoven. The junior members of the team, Jason Rosenbaum, Steve DeBryan, Daryl Veenstra, and Brad Winya. The senior members of the team, Greg Ekoff, Kevin Rosa, Kyle Jansen, Troy Vandermolen, Brent Giedings, Mark Van Gorp, Ryan Woody Klein, assistant coach Verlin Nickel, assistant coach Russ Beyer, and head coach Jerry Nickel. I'm going to share a few notes about these guys. First, I would like the members of the A team to give a wave. Steve DeBryan, Greg Ekoff, Kyle Jansen, Kevin Rosa, Jason Rosenbaum, Daryl Veenstra, David Hoekstra. Those guys were key to the development of the team. I've often heard it said that practices were more competitive than some of the games. Chad Dieleman, three-year varsity player, two-time state champion. Give away, please. Brad Winya, three-year varsity player. Brad, where are you at? There you are. He was selected to the Dr. Pepper All-Star Game in 1991. He was known for being the sixth man of the championship team. He could play anywhere from point guard to the post. Brent Giedings. Brent is often known for the steal against Western Christian and the shot against Forest City. He was a three-year varsity player. He scored 16 points in the state championship game. Troy Vandermolen. Troy is another three-year varsity player, 2 years as a starter. He kept the undefeated season alive by making the game-winning free throws against Ballard late in the season. He scored 24 points in the sub-state final against Creston. Mark Van Gorp. Mark is dad to our current player, Josh, who I really wish could play here tonight, Josh. Love you. Mark broke the single season and career block shots records at Pella Christian. He was named to the all-tournament team, third-team all-state, and co-captain of the state championship team. Ryan Woody Klein. We wouldn't be celebrating in this fashion tonight without Jeff Verhoef and Woody Klein. Woody was the first four-year letter winner in program history. Woody became PC's all-time scoring leader, surpassing Greg Mitsoulin with a mark of 1,110 career points. Eric Pothoven passed him 2 years later. Klein was named second-team All-State and was co-captain of the 1990 state championship team. Eric Pothoven. Eric is one of our two-time state champions. He was named to the all-tournament team two times, captain in 1990. Eric was Iowa's Mr. Basketball. He was also the Iowa Gatorade Player of the Year, the USA Today Iowa Player of the Year, the Class 2A Player of the Year in 1992. Eric was first team All-State three different times. He was inducted into the Iowa Basketball Hall of Fame. Eric broke seven school records at Pella Christian, including the all-time scoring record with 1,675 points. He played at Liberty University, advancing to the NCAA tournament in 1994. And head coach Jerry Nickel. This team won the first of three state championships as a head coach. From 1987 until 1993, Papa Nick had the following team records: 15-4, 18-3, 25-0, 18-3, 25-1, and 20-5. That's a total of 121 wins and only 11 losses. Coach Jerry Nickel is now also a member of the Iowa Basketball Hall of Fame. PC fans, how about one more round of applause for the undefeated 1990 state basketball champions?
Well, there you have it, Wynn Beanstra. Trevor Castle, Wynn Beanstra with you, the 1990 state champion Pella Christian Eagles boys basketball team. You saw the documentary earlier, Wynn, but even just hearing some of those things, that's got to bring back some pretty cool memories.
Well, yeah, again, the only thing is when you get old and you've, you know, I've been around all the games about since then, too. So there's so many of them that get jumbled together, but, you know, watching some of those clips brings it back and what they did and how hard they played and you know, like I was helping with the girls team some at that point, so I was at a lot of their practices as we overlapped and so forth, and you know, there was truly a sense that substitute squad, that practice squad, as it were,
well, the A team is what,
yeah,
they call them, right?
Guys, a lot of those guys could have played for a lot of teams, and you know, they were just happened to be on a team that had some really, really good players. They were fun to watch, they were fun to be around, and you know, it's great to see them all get back together again. So many of them are just outstanding citizens here within Pella, as well as, you know, a lot of them don't live around here anymore, but they're just excellent, excellent young, or not young men anymore, I guess. They're getting up there, but I still think of them as young men, so...